Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
The best advice anyone ever gave me about the wonderful world of commerce was this: like work, but love family. I believe in work. I believe that if we're able, we should work. I believe that work is a noble, honorable gift that we're all given the opportunity to do. But no one on their deathbed has ever been reported as saying, you know, I wish I'd spent more time at work. In fact, in Bronnie Ware's best-selling memoir, The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying, the second most common statement she heard as a palliative care nurse was, I wish I hadn't worked so hard. Since moving into Five Point in Valencia, California, I've come to know and now love Bob. We first met outside his home when he was walking his dog, Maya. One of the wonderful aspects of moving into a brand new community is all the fresh faces that you get to meet. In fact, I've often said to my wife as the construction continues towards the coast, just look at all these friends that we haven't yet met. Bob was a very successful salesman, now long retired. Over the many dinners and outings we've enjoyed with him, his extended family and his friends, I've come to learn more about the vocation that he pursued, the businesses he built and sold, and his failures and successes at work. But you know what moves me most about my brand new friend Bob? It's the way his wife Christine looks at him when they chit-chat. As octogenarians, their eyesight is dimming and their hearing is impaired. But I can see they understand each other's heartbeat. They live with their son and daughter-in-law, and what makes me watery-eyed is the way the two younger residents revere the elders they live with and deeply care for, always listening and always loving. This shows me that Bob is a rich man. There may be no more business meetings in his calendar, and no more trade shows at which to sell his wares, but I can see that what Bob has truly reaped is what he's sown. See, I want to be like Bob when I grow up. In humility, he shared with me how lonely life was as a traveling salesman around the United States. He told me he often felt compelled to stay longer in an industrial city because the motel offered the sixth night for free. When pennies were hard to come by, he knew that his labor would drive the top line and being frugal would protect the bottom line. Christine told me that Bob would call her every night before laying his head on his lonely pillow. And Bob told me he carried his own portable typewriter so he could write up sales proposals at night from his motel room, drinking milk and eating cookies, while many of his counterparts were out drinking and breaking promises to those that they said they loved at home. Christine told me that Bob would sometimes arrive home at midnight on a Friday after a very long work week to bring home the bacon, only to get up and cook it just a few hours later before they took their son to his little league baseball game. See, Bob is rich now because of where he invested. He invested in his marriage. He invested in his family. And as my wife and I are benefiting from firsthand, he's still investing in new friends. Yes, the best advice I can give you from up here on the hill, which the locals call magic, is to like your work, but love your family. Work will come and go. Paychecks will go up and go down. But businesses will launch and then they'll be transferred to others. But what remains is family. And for all of us, and Bob may be ahead of some of us, when the big boss blows the final whistle and our time on earth is done, and he calls us in for our final performance review, wouldn't it be great to peacefully know that, like Bob, you've worked hard, but loved even harder? Now that to me is a wonderful life, and one that's worth rewarding eternally.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.